Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. With me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And very special guest, John Munson. Welcome to the show. John is the Vice President at AgStar for Rural Capital Network and also Vice Chair for the Center for Rural Policy and Development Board. So you've got a couple of hats on today.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. I'm going to kind of let you lead the discussion a little bit, John, on kind of what's going on in rural Minnesota in terms of in particularly the ag world. That'd be sort of your area of expertise.
We have a lot going on in rural Minnesota right now, and in agriculture there are a set of challenges going on. There's no question about it, but there's a great interdependence between agriculture and rural Minnesota. In fact, there's the even growing dependence on rural communities. But there's something that's happening that I think has our attention. And there are three factors combining, I think, to have a serious impact on rural Minnesota right now. And they are a continuing trend of an aging population in rural Minnesota. That's no surprise to anyone. The second piece is we've just seen in the census that the population continues to decrease. There's a brain drain going on in rural Minnesota. The third, and I think the piece that really gets our attention, is there's a funding pie that's reducing. It's becoming more limited at the federal and state level. These three factors, when taken together, have a really big impact on rural Minnesota.
And I'm guessing that's not a positive impact.
Well, I think it depends on what we do about it.
Okay.
And I think if we think differently about it, it could be a positive change. In the past, we've seen communities, local communities, smokestack chase, doing the best that they can to try to find local businesses. And that's a strategy from the past. There are old sets of politics, old competitions between local communities and various associations or networks. And those can be replaced by new alliances. We're seeing that as the legislature looks at redistricting, we're going to see probably less representation. All of these things can be replaced by collaboration. In fact, I would argue that if you're in a region, and we all are in some region, you have to start thinking more regionally, meaning that rural communities can no longer compete with one another. Politics has no place. Instead, in rural Minnesota, we need regional collaboration where rural businesses work together, where rural communities work together, and rural politicians speak with a common voice, not with a partisan voice, because it isn't really a partisan issue. And what we're saying at AgStar and what we're saying at the Center for Rural Policy is it's time to show some leadership courage and hold ourselves accountable to collaborate and break down these old sets of politics, old competition. We can't afford to do it. We don't have the critical mass when we go at it by ourselves. But we have power in regions. We have power when we bring our voices together around common needs, and there are a number of them.
Thanks, John. John Munson, Vice President for AgStar's Rural Capital Network and also Vice Chair for the Center for Rural Policy and Development Board. Also, Marnie Werner was with us today, and I'm Jim Gullickson. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.